Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad.
Sudden onset severe localized cramp is likely due to central nervous system fatigue rather than...
I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near-infrared for red light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for Be Rad podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey.
Okay, let's talk about some additional symptoms of overreaching, overtraining that occur during workouts. And again, in other shows, I'm going to talk about symptoms during everyday life with your immune function and other categories, cardiovascular, behavioral. But let's get right into stuff that's happening during workouts that are indicators of impending doom or the road to overtraining. And one of them is cramping. And there's a lot of misunderstandings about cramping. Most people are focusing on their intake of electrolytes to ensure that they don't cramp or to address an incident of cramping. And I've done a lot of research on this. Some of it's related in the course, the Primal Fitness Coach Expert Certification course. And so you can enjoy and benefit from this investigation, but really cramping is pretty complex, and it's typically not due to not drinking enough scoops of your electrolyte drink during that workout. the kidneys are typically really, really good at dumping into the bloodstream exactly what you need to thrive, especially when it comes to sodium. And we constantly hear about the importance of sodium balance and other key electrolytes like magnesium, potassium. But if you're a healthy, energetic person with a decent diet, you're going to be ready for action, even if, for example, you are working out in extremely hot temperatures and sweating, and you're intending to do a two-hour hike or a two-hour bike ride, and at hour one, you've sweated out a lot of fluids, your kidney's going to fight hard to keep you in proper sodium, magnesium, potassium, and balance of other important electrolytes. And so when that CAF occurs, we're going to look deeper than just popping another salt pill and carrying on. It's most likely related to overstressing the central nervous system and, in general, tiptoeing into that overreaching, overtraining category where your cramp occurred because of what you did over the previous 6 weeks, not from that day and what was in your water bottle. You get the difference? Okay, so there's two, let's talk about two different types of cramps. One would be like a sudden onset, severe localized cramp of a specific muscle. So like me last weekend, I'm running down the track and I get a cramp up in the left hip flexor. The other type of cramp would be a generalized cramp that could be a little more mild and starts, let's say, bilaterally. So both your hamstrings are starting to cramp on the running trail. So we have that sudden onset, severe localized cramp, and then we have a generalized bilateral cramp that starts mild and can progress to severe. But can you get the big difference? If you're watching an elite track meet, you might see in one of the eight lanes on the 200 meters, even in the Olympic final, you always see, not always, but you quite often see one of the guys pull up lame. Oh, such a tragic thing right there in the heat of the most important competition. But that probably came most likely from competing in the qualifying round and the semifinal and racing their heart out to make it to the Olympic final or the World Championship final. And then the central nervous system and the muscular system is just being asked to perform too frequently with insufficient rest during that key meet. And so two different types of cramps. Got the difference? Okay. So the cramp that comes from the sudden onset severe localized cramp is likely due to central nervous system fatigue rather than dehydration or electrolyte depletion. So the guy that pulls up in lane 7 of the Olympic final is because he has been firing those muscles at full explosiveness in the qualifying rounds and the semifinals. So the bilateral mild cramp that progresses to severe is probably more likely due to dehydration and electrolyte balance, but perhaps not in the acute manner that we think, but rather a chronic buildup of mild dehydration after workouts or in the hot temperatures and whatever you're doing to get behind on your hydration and get behind on your electrolytes. So I said the kidneys usually do great, but if you are in chronically stressful patterns where you are burning up, when you kick into fight or flight, you are burning up a lot of electrolytes, possibly faster rate than you can replace them. I got into a state of mild chronic dehydration. This is now 8 years ago from doing some really great high-performance workouts in close proximity to one another while there was a huge heat wave in my area. So I remember doing some sprinting and high jumping when it was 107 out there at the field. And then 2 days later in a really, really hot gym, I was doing some basketball drills and jumping up and trying to touch the rim. And guess where I slept that night? That's right, in the ER, suffering from acute ruptured appendix and all kinds of related problems and complications. One of them was that I took, I believe it was 7 bags or 8 bags of IV when I presented at the hospital. So a little bit of that's from vomiting and having a rough day before I decided to go to the hospital. Hint for those at home, get to the hospital if you're in severe pain laying in bed at home. Anyway, I had a lot of dehydration built up, but I contend that each of those workouts put me in a state of mild and then accumulating a little more dehydration to the point that my system was compromised, to the point that I blew out an organ and had to go to the ER. So mild chronic dehydration is the real deal. And sometimes our thirst mechanisms can get compromised when we are out there performing, because we are focused on the fight or flight hormones are focusing us on our goal of jumping over the high jump bar, and we're not really aware or perceptive enough to realize that we should go and sip some more appropriately balanced and hydrating fluid. And on that note, realize that if you go out there and maybe stupidly do a workout when it's 107 degrees out there, and then you go slam a gallon of water after, guess what? Your body is just going to pee most of that out, because your body requires a very delicate sodium, glucose, and all the other substances in your bloodstream have to be delicately balanced. And so if you flood your system with a gallon of water, you're just going to be peeing like crazy in the ensuing hours and not assisting your hydration goals as much as if you drink an appropriate osmolality and electrolyte balanced beverage. That's why the electrolyte drinks are so popular these days. Wait till you see my superfoods product coming out soon, made from natural compilation of powdered tropical fruits, the best and most natural energy and electrolyte beverage you can get. Anyway, after the commercial, back to the show. And this is super important, because when you drink too much water without enough sodium, without the other electrolytes, it's going to be difficult for the tissues to absorb it. And instead, it's just going to go out your plumbing and create a flush. So it's not as simple as just guzzling water after you sweat a lot outdoors. Okay. So getting that chronic dehydration away from danger by making a point to hydrate strategically every day if you're an active athletic person, especially during times of hot weather and when you require more fluid and additional fluids. So the point here is that there's an element of strategic hydration that possibly transcends just going by your thirst. And Mark Sisson and I in the Primal Blueprint famously promoted the caveman approach of your thirst mechanism does a fantastic job helping you hydrate optimally at all times, and we don't have to worry about anything else. And that's largely true in most circumstances, unless you're doing dummy stuff like Brad Kern's doing a high jump practice when it's 107 out. That's when your thirst mechanism can get muted and you can get into a little bit of trouble. There's a great researcher at Stanford, Dr. Stacy Sims. She has been on a few great podcasts. I think Gabby Reese had her on. So check out the Gabby Reese Show, another commercial for one of my favorite podcasts. But she's done a lot of research in hydration as it relates particularly to females and the female cycle. So there's some good information out there to help you. But the important takeaway here is strategic hydration is important rather than just brazenly carrying on and monitoring your thirst as the end all. Okay, so that's the dehydration electrolyte depletion component of cramping, and getting ahead of that with strategic hydration is my end takeaway point. And then the other type of cramp, that sudden onset severe localized cramp due to central nervous system fatigue, as I said, this is also an example of where the muscles and the brain usually do just fine. But when you get behind, like that athlete in the Olympic final who pushed themselves so hard in the qualifying and in the semifinals to make the finals, they've spent their firing ability of the central nervous systems, and the neurons are a little bit fried and the muscles are a little bit inflamed. And when you get that cramp, it is really your muscle protecting you from further damage. Dr. Timothy Noakes' central governor theory talks about this more too, where when you have a cramp, you can actually keep going. It's not that the muscle shut down. It's just that the muscle has decided to shut down to protect you from ripping it to shreds because you're not prepared to continue firing at sub 20-second 200-meter speed in the example of the Olympic athlete. So when the central nervous system fatigue loses control over the muscles due to excessive physical demands placed on the muscles and poor recovery practices, that's where you get that spasm, severe type cramp where the muscle is protecting itself from further damage. Fortunately, I've only had a couple of those severe cramping episodes in my entire life, but I remember one distinctly from high school track where I ran in the, I think it was the city semifinals, running my heart out, trying to qualify for the next rounds and doing the mile and the 2 mile. And then whatever we did after the meet, going getting some ice cream or whatever the suboptimal nutrition was, maybe some slices of pizza and possibly not enough hydrating. I woke up in the middle of the night with both my calves just absolutely grabbing themselves and going into a full contraction like you're doing your bicep when you're doing a curl. And I started screaming. I'd never had a cramp before. I didn't even know what it was. But clearly, that was my system saying, dude, get some hydration going. Let's start right now in the middle of the night. I'm going to wake your ass up and start cramping your calves so that you get the signal, get the message that the central nervous system is really tired of firing those calf muscles when you're sprinting on the last lap, and we need to rehydrate, replenish, and restore. So those are the two types of cramping. If you're getting cramps during workouts, we want to look at that big picture of your hydration strategies, your overall training load, and the very likelihood that you are tiptoeing into that category of a chronic overproduction of stress hormones from a chronically overly stressful training pattern. And I gave you that little example of me doing two workouts in the span of 2 days apart in 100 degree plus temperatures. And that sent me to the hospital in the extreme example. So mind your balance, mind your stress-rest balance at all times. And cramping is not a good thing. And it's not a simple solution of popping three salt pills instead of two. There you go. Thank you.
I want to tell you about wildhealth.com. They're an online provider of comprehensive precision medicine and health consultation services. They offer DNA analysis, custom lab panels, extensive medical intake form with family history and lifestyle preferences, and regular online visits with a board-certified precision medicine physician and a health coach whom you can message anytime through their convenient app. Wild Health evaluates your data to determine what you need for nutrition, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and you can experiment, consult, and retest to get everything dialed in. You'll get a cutting-edge epigenetic test of DNA methylation to calculate your all-important biological age and have fun lowering your age over time instead of following the mainstream path to accelerated aging. It's time to strive for awesome instead of just normal. Did you realize that only 6.8% of Americans are deemed metabolically healthy and only 2% are declared optimal? That's disgraceful, but you can turn things around quickly. Please visit wildhealth.com and you will see that this is the absolute gold standard of personalized medicine, and it's available to you right now. Telemedicine available anywhere in the USA. Wild Health is generously extending BRAD podcast listeners 20% off the cost of membership. Just visit wildhealth.com/Brad or use the code BRAD20 at checkout to get 20% off and start taking control of your health today at wildhealth.com/Brad. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.